Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening. Ruth Myers here with Truth Be Told Ministry. Let's open up in prayer. Father, in the name of your Son and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we want to give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor as we continue to trust in you, to believe in you, and to love on you because you first loved us. Your sacrifice on that cross was the love that we'll never see or never understand that love, but we appreciate it and we love you just the same. So, Father, we thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for the redemption. We thank you for the resurrection. We thank you. We thank you and we love you. Father, let this show, this Blog Talk Radio show, be multiplied in your kingdom by your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So, I'm going to play this song for us today. But it was not the song that I had chosen. So please give me a quick second to find the song I'm looking for. And today our show will be about Love Story Part 1, coming from John Chapter 16. I thought that was a good start, being that we just had Resurrection Sunday. And my Resurrection Sunday was great, and I hope yours was too.
I could walk through.
So that was Lauren Daigle. That was Lauren Daigle with I Will Trust in You, Trust in You. So anyway, this is the part while I give you a commercial. This is the commercial. The phone number to the Blog Talk Radio Show is 818-431-8539. 818-431-8539. And that is the number to the show, and I'm going to put it on my website, also on Facebook and Twitter. And my mom wanted to call in today, but I forgot to leave the number with her. So hopefully, prayerfully, next Monday. So this is a love story. John chapter 16 is where I'm coming from, but I'm going to read John chapter 3, verses 10, and I'm going to tell you who's talking. This is Nicodemus talking to Jesus. Verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? Okay, he told him earlier that you first must be born again. And Nicodemus did not understand being born again because he asked the question, how can you enter into your mother's womb? So he did not understand being born again. And verse 10, that's where we're starting. Jesus answered and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most surely I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen. And you do not receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted. Verse 15. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And now, here's the key word. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now, those are key words. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You have to believe. Okay, now let's go over to John 16. And this is how you know God loves us. He loves us unconditionally. He loves us wholly. He loves us individually and collectively. He loves us in a united fashion. He loves us. He loves us. This man loved us from the beginning. From the beginning. He loved us from Adam, from the beginning of humanity. And he's going to love us all the way through the end of our days. So I'm in John chapter 16, verse 5 through 15 so far. But now I go away to him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Now we're talking about the Holy Spirit now. This is how I know God loves us. Even when he had to go back home, even when he ascended back to the Father, he left the helper, the comforter, the reminder. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. The ruler of this world is judged. You know who the ruler of this world is? That old sneaky snake, the serpent, the devil, the evil one. He said, Jesus said, in verse 12, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. That's that helper, that Holy Spirit. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. You know what things to come is? He will reveal things to come. He's going to reveal stuff to us when it's time for us to get the revelation. We go through different phases in this life, but when you ask in prayer, he reveals himself to you. So, verse 13, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, and he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. That is a love story. A love story that we won't understand until the day of today. We get to talk to him in heaven. In his glorious kingdom. And so therefore, this is love story part one. I'm going to continue the love story part two next Monday. And I want to be able to bring in the one person who listens to me right now on the show as far as a caller. And I'm going to ask her for her permission, because I don't want to do it without her permission. So anyway, I thank you for listening this Monday, and I look forward to talking to you next Monday, and have a great rest of the week, and to God be the glory. It's Ruth Myers, Truth Be Told Ministry. Bye-bye.